This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 250 for Tuesday, February 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Tuesday, hitting its highest level since November, and support came from news the U.S. would postpone imposing tariffs on Canadian imports for at least a month. Canola up $1 to $7, the March contract up $6.80 at $647.30 per ton. U.S. tariffs and Canadian retaliatory measures had been set to come into effect today, and that would have cut into U.S. demand for Canadian canola oil and meal. However, an agreement to pause the tariffs for at least 30 days was reached late yesterday. Gains in Chicago soybeans also provided spillover support for canola, although soy oil was down hard on the day, as the vegetable oil had found strength recently on expectations for increased demand if less Canadian canola oil was coming into the U.S. Strength in the Canadian dollar today, which is up by roughly half a cent, also tempered the advances in canola. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, as the pause on tariffs against Canada and Mexico provided support, while additional 10% U.S. tariffs on imports from China went into effect overnight. The announced measures by China failed to include soybeans or corn. Soybeans up 16 cents in the March contract at $10.75 per bushel. Monthly crush data released after yesterday's close showed 217.7 million bushels of soybeans crushed in the U.S. in December. That was in line with expectations and up about 4% from the previous month. Soy oil stocks were down 7% from the same time a year ago at 1.7 billion pounds. Opinions are divided on the size of Brazil's soybean crop as the harvest advances there, with some forecasters lowering their calls and others raising projections. Corn futures posted solid gains as trade worries eased for the time being. March corn up 5 cents at $4.94 per bushel. About 473 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol production in the U.S. in December, up slightly on the month, but down 2% from the same month a year ago. The USDA announced private export sales of 132,000 tons of corn to South Korea this morning. Wheat futures stronger across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in March at $6.21 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 9 cents in March at $5.94 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat up 10 cents in the March contract at $5.77 per bushel. U.S. winter wheat condition ratings saw some improvement in Kansas over the past month, but Oklahoma, Colorado, and Nebraska all reported a drop in their good to excellent ratings. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 4th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.